What ruined Black Friday? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I know there are people who feel that it's not really Christmas unless there's at least some risk of concussion during the shopping process. But Black Friday seemed muted this year, even to the professional retail analysts.
Black Friday was solid, but not great because so many people started shopping Thanksgiving night.
Of course, there were still fights, typically over TV sets, but spreading out the sales seemed to help. And I'd like to think that another reason might be that we've already seen so much violence in the past couple of weeks that it made fighting, even over a really good TV, seem dumber than usual. But that's probably naive on my part. I'd also like to think that the head of REI deliberately closing all his stores on Black Friday had something to do with it.
What a great day to go outside the day after Thanksgiving when you've got your family around you. It seemed like a great opportunity to maybe make a little different kind of statement.
But that's probably just as naive. It's more likely because people have finally figured out that you're not going to miss the last cheap TV on Earth just because you wait a day. Plus, the stuff is cheaper online, and once Amazon gets its fleet of drones in the air, according to the company's latest video, you'll place an order, and in a half hour,
this amazing innovation then lowers itself slowly to the ground, drops off the package, and moments later, you're walking through the door with a brand new pair of Puma Evo Power Firm Ground soccer shoes, size 3.
And no more fighting. Just a lot of buzzing. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.